Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and good afternoon, wherever you're dialing in from all over the globe. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I welcome you to the Living by Design radio show. I am your host for the next 30 minutes here on Living by Design, and I have a great conversation for you today. Ladies, this one is for you. This topic has actually been on my mind for a very long time, and I want to have this conversation with you just so that I can bring some awareness and some understanding to a very critical topic that's really having a significant impact on not only just us ladies, but also on our youth and our relationships with our husbands, spouses, significant others, and every other male that's in our lives. And ladies, that's the discussion of why we compete, hate, and dislike, disrespect each other. We as a female gender are very, very powerful, but we don't know how to use our power. Instead of using our power, we secretly envy other women, dislike other women, and hold a grudge toward other women. So I want to talk about that topic, and I also want to talk about some of the reasons why that may be occurring and how it can damage relationships and friendships and also have a significant impact negatively on society and even each other. And I also want to talk about how you can recognize it and, most importantly, stop the behavior and turn it around. Okay, before we begin, I just want to mention that this happens in many areas of our lives with women. Careers, friendships, among colleagues, clients, and even strangers. We may go into a restaurant or a public place and see someone that we don't even know, and we notice that she's giving us very mean looks or just shooting daggers our way or whatever the case may be. And I think it's very, very important to point this out, because sometimes there is so much hate that women don't even realize that they are displaying actions and behaviors of hate. And I also want to say that one of the most critical aspects of this whole topic, and this is not just the end of this after today's topic, we are really going to focus on this, and I want to do a full series on it, because there are so many aspects to this, and one of the most damaging aspects of this topic of all, one of the most damaging of all, is the hate that is experienced among African American women. We hate our own ethnic race because of their skin complexion, their tone. She's light skinned and I'm not, and she's better, she thinks she's better, her features are better, and all of these things. So it's just so many different things that can contribute to this very, very volatile topic. So today we're going to focus on the personal aspect of it, and we're going to focus on just some tidbits of how this can happen, how it started, and most importantly, just give you some very easy, simple tips and exercises that you can do right now, starting today, to help you understand why this is happening and help to get you out of this perpetual cycle that we seem to be in our country and our nation today. Okay, first let's begin by recognizing why we may be doing this in the first place. What has occurred in our previous lives? What type of experiences have we had in our childhood or in our life that may be causing us to have a secret envy or secret hatred or a toxic emotion of any type toward another female. Consider the reasons why you might be pushing women away. You may say to yourself, well, I can't have female friends because it never works right, we never get along, or there's something wrong, and I always have much better luck when I am friends with males. Well, there's a reason for that. There shouldn't be anyone that you can't have a friendship with. Your friendship should not be predicated on the gender of the person or the race of the person. Your friendship should be predicated on whether or not you connect or whether or not you have things in common, commonalities, and those types of things. It shouldn't be about just because she's a woman. Now, let's look at some of the things that women do to each other. Sometimes we betray each other. Even though we may know the person very well or we may be friends with the person, we may betray the person by either gossiping behind their back, sharing their innermost secrets that you know the individual would not want you to share, or even secretly holding a grudge toward the person for something they've accomplished, whether it's a job or a business that they've started, or even if they have a relationship, if they have a significant other or a spouse. Because you don't have that same thing, you may feel threatened, or you may feel that she thinks she's better than you, or you may have some type of toxic belief or perception about the individual, and this could potentially be coming from your own insecurities. And that's why it's very important to consider why you may feel the way you feel about other females. What could be contributing to why you're feeling this way? Something may have occurred in your childhood. Maybe you were bullied in school. Maybe you were mistreated by a female caregiver in your home. Or maybe you were even talked about by a female caregiver or a family member that was a female. So think about everything that has occurred in your life up to this point to give you that perception. Maybe you had a job at some point and you had a female boss. I hear a lot of my colleagues and a lot of my clients say that they would rather report to a male boss than a female boss. And there's a reason for that. You probably had a negative experience with a female boss. Sometimes the problem may even extend back to the fact that you did not have a good relationship with your mother or one of your sisters or some other female in the family, an aunt, a grandmother. So it's very important to assess what may have caused you to feel the way you feel right now from an early age. Understanding how you came to have the beliefs and perceptions that you currently have is an extremely significant part of how to understand why you are the way you are toward other women. Oftentimes, you may have a secret envy or a dislike or a distrust toward other women because something happened, possibly in a relationship, where another woman may have entered your relationship or had an affair with your significant other or your spouse, and that caused you to not trust women. Or there are a lot of different scenarios that could have caused you to not trust women. Now you're not trusting of women. And because you're not trusting of women, that could possibly cause you to betray a female friend, or it could cause you to gossip about a female friend, or it could cause you to secretly harbor a grudge or envy toward a female friend because she has accomplished something you haven't. So after you have assessed your situation and you've taken a look at what may have occurred in your life, the next thing that is very important in this equation is to go back and try to resolve whatever it is that may have occurred in your life. When we try to push down our issues and we try to avoid our issues and we try to bury our issues without addressing them and facing them head on, then it just gets worse. I know a lot of people will try to ignore things because it's painful, and that's the main reason you need to face it, because it is painful. And when you bury a painful situation and you don't address it and you don't speak to it and you don't try to resolve it, it's going to live inside your subconscious forever. So whatever the situation may have been that occurred to get you to where you currently are in your mindset about other women, it's very important that you address that, face it, and fix it. that's how you can get beyond that issue. And whatever the issue is, different scenarios will call for different methods of fixing the situation. Another important aspect of the scenario of not being able to deal with other women very well or being envious of other women is to look at your own self-worth. What is your perception of your self-worth? Do you love yourself? Are you proud of yourself? Do you wake up in the morning and do positive affirmations about yourself? The first 30 minutes of your day is going to set the tone for your entire day. So before you begin your day, do you look in the mirror and say positive statements about yourself? You're beautiful. You're worthy. You are successful. You are loved. It's very important that you make these positive statements about yourself out loud while you're looking at yourself in the mirror, because this creates a very powerful, strong bond. You must learn to bond with the power that's inside of you. The power that's inside of you is where all of your answers lie about your life. Anything that you want to know about your life, about your existence, about your worthiness, about your power, your validation, it all comes from inside of you. There's nothing externally outside of you, another person, money, status, power, position, title, your attractiveness, your appearance, nothing outside of you is going to validate you and make you feel worthy. So in order to get this process started, you've got to be able to understand the power of affirmations, the power of gratitude, being grateful for your life, being grateful for what you have. Your life experiences are something to be grateful for. Your life experiences are here to help you, not hurt you. Your life experiences are part of your journey. It's how you became the person you are today. So you have to look back over your life experiences and use that information to push you to a higher level, not push you down into a darker valley. So that's very important that you learn the power of love, the power of self-love. Because the true fact of the matter, ladies, is that we are so connected, women, females, we are so connected and we have so many commonalities. And it's very, very important that we focus on the commonalities that we share instead of the differences. Absolutely, we're all unique and we all have special gifts and talents that uniquely belong to us. And we have to live our genuine, unique, authentic life in order to be, do, and have whatever it is that we want in our lives. The commonalities that we share with other women are very powerful. We are all nurturers by nature. That's how God made us. We're all very good caregivers. That's how God made us. We are actually the mother of mankind. And that's a fact that no one can change. And as the mother of mankind, we must realize how very important of a role that is. We have a lot of power. People look up to us. We are a gender that can't be matched by any other nationality, any other ethnicity group. This is a powerful gender that no one can take away from us. Being the mother of mankind brings with it a lot of responsibility. Children look up to us. Over 80% of the households in our nation is headed up by a female. There are single parent homes, and a female is the single parent. And you can't take away from that fact, because that is a very powerful role for us. So we have a significant impact on our young people, our youth. And when you have an impact on our youth, that puts a lot of responsibility on ladies. Because we have an impact on society, we have an impact on our nation, we have an impact on our future leaders. So we really don't have time, ladies, to worry about the envy and the gossip and all the toxic emotions and toxic behaviors that we can push out toward each other, because we actually have a job to do. We have a responsibility that we need to be aware of, and that's the fact that we are very powerful. We're brilliant beyond our wildest imagination. When we can tap into our inner power and our inner gifts and our inner strength, we are unstoppable. I want you to think about a time in your life when you made a significant difference in the life of someone else. It might have been your child. It might have been your niece. It might have been your nephew. It may have even been your grandchild. If you're listening to this and you are of an older age, because this is not for any one particular generation. This is for women of all ages, and I hope everyone is listening to this. Think about a time in your life when you made such a significant positive difference in the life of someone else. Think about how good that felt, because women, for the most part, are very sensitive in nature. We know how to be good nurturers. We know how to support other people. We know how to support each other. We know how to be there in times of trouble. We know how to be there as that listening ear, as that shoulder to cry on. We are very detailed in how we talk about situations, treat situations. We know how to dig down up underneath the surface and get down deep into the real nitty-gritty of situations. That is a very powerful position for you to be in, ladies. And I want you to think about a time in your life when that really was brought to the surface for you. And then I want you to also think about a time in your life when someone of the female gender hurt you significantly. And I want you to look at both of those scenarios, and what I want you to do is feel. I want you to visualize it, and I want you to see it in your conscious mind. Close your eyes and see it in your conscious mind, and I want you to feel both sets of emotions that come along with those visualizations. A time when you made a significant difference in the life of someone else, and a time when you were really hurt and put in a very, very difficult position that created a lot of toxic emotions for you. And the time that you felt those toxic emotions, I want you to imagine someone like you. When you visualize yourself in the positive scenario where you help someone, I want you to imagine yourself healing those toxic emotions that you still carry around with you. You have the power to heal others. So I want you to use that same power, and I want you to heal that part of yourself that is still damaged. And I want you to talk to yourself. I want you to talk to that inner child that is still suffering from whatever that painful situation was. I want you to talk to that inner child, and I want you to tell her that she's beautiful, she's worthy, she's successful, she is loved, and she can accomplish whatever she sets her mind to accomplish. When you do this for yourself over and over and over again, however many times you may need to do this, it's going to make such a significant impact on your life that you will begin to feel differently. You will begin to behave differently. You will begin to have different perceptions. And when all of that starts to change, your actions will begin to change and your attitude will begin to change. And then the way you interact with other ladies will begin to change as well. You can practice this exercise anytime you want to, however many times you want to, until it becomes an absolute part of your life. And then once you begin the process of healing that inner child or that inner hurt place in yourself, then you can start focusing on all of the wonderful qualities that you possess, and you can really begin to develop those qualities into the true, wonderful, brilliant, authentic woman that you are. Because you are absolutely one of a kind. You can start to develop all of the wonderful traits that you possess. Your truthfulness, loyalty, respect, trust, and being a wonderful friend and confidant, someone that you can confide in, someone that you can depend on, and someone who is always going to be there to calm the storm. You've done that for yourself, and you'll be able to now do that for others. You'll also be able to support other women. You'll also be able to love and appreciate other women, celebrate other women. Ladies, when we learn how to celebrate each other, again, like I said earlier in the program, we are unstoppable. Instead of secretly envying someone else, before your mind even goes there, look at your gifts. Look inside. Go into that place of gratitude and thank your Heavenly Father. Thank your Creator for making you into the unique, brilliant individual that you currently are. Thank God for your gifts. Thank God for your special, unique talents, because you are one of a kind. you can really begin to connect with so many people, because when you learn to network and connect with other people with a genuine, caring consideration for them and who they are in a way that only you can do, that's when your life will be taken to a whole nother level. And I am speaking from experience, because there was a time in my life when I was in a very toxic place, and I couldn't see the good for anything, anybody else, nor myself. But when I learned how to do exactly what I'm telling you to do in this program, it truly did change my life, and I know this truly will change your life. So I am asking you to do this, and I want you to reach out to me and share your stories with me, because this is only the beginning of a very, very important topic that means a lot to me. I'm going to be doing a series coming up on how we can really capitalize on this situation and how we can really take it to the next level. So I wanted to start out with this program and just give you a brief snapshot into something for you to think about and something for you to begin, a process for you to begin to start healing yourself so that we can start the lifelong journey of loving each other, respecting each other, supporting each other, and being the true sisterhood generation that I know we can be for each other. And as we continue through this series, I will be bringing on experts in every single aspect of this topic. There have been many, many, many individuals who have dedicated their life to understanding and helping to bring some awareness as well as healing to this process. Psychologists, psychiatrists that specialize in this area. It's not just the ethnic group of African American women who hate among each other, but there's so many different ethnic groups that also hate among each other, the Asians and the Latinos and so many different aspects. So I want you to be aware of all of this, and we are going to be bringing some extremely powerful individuals over the next several weeks to help us bring awareness to this topic and to help you understand and take your journey and your learning and your lesson and your life healing to the next level. So, ladies, I love you, I celebrate you, and I want to hear from you. So contact me, Kathy, with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, at chollowayhill.com, and I want to hear your stories of success, because I know you can do it. I know there is a lot inside of you that's going on, and I know there's a lot of healing that needs to occur, and there is a lot of celebration that will occur once this process is started. So congratulations to you in advance, because I know you're going to do a phenomenal job on this whole situation. So thank you, ladies, for listening, and I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I appreciate you listening to another episode of Living by Design, and tune in next week for another empowering episode of Living by Design Radio. Good evening, everyone. Now what?